First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Mike Tozer offers refreshing honesty about a controversial subject.
We live in a culture with a murderous racist history that has touched every one of us. A friend of mine, a white woman of exemplary social and emotional sensibilities, answered a knock at the door and saw a strange black man. She hated to admit it, but her first thought was, "We're being robbed." The guy was from the phone company. I want to be honest about my own racism. I'm a white man born in 1947, raised in a suburb of San Diego. We had Klansmen in our town. Although I have shaken hands with Martin Luther King and voted in 2008 for Obama, I still have in my head every nasty racist idea ever invented. I didn't invent one of them. Kids don't make this stuff up. They catch it from the grown-ups. It's like a virus infecting people of all races. School systems and religions fail to inoculate us against it. Friendships help, and global intermarriage may be the final cure, but how we live with our racism in the meantime is still our responsibility. I don't deny my racism because denial gives it more power, and although it makes me sad, I don't feel ashamed because I know that I'm a good person at heart. What I do is notice my racist thoughts and reject them over and over again. I have this mental virus, but I refuse to let it govern my conduct as a citizen and as a human being.
Mike Tozer is a psychotherapist in the Santa Cruz area. If you have a piece you'd like to air, send your 240-word piece to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.